Troy Corson's tomorrow at Bendigo. Anything sort of floating around?
Yeah, I like the two-year-old tomorrow. I think she's a really classy filly. What's that, her name is?
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Swats that down the outside at the 100. Swats that up to Bella Nipotina. Swats that takes the lead. Kicks about a half, three quarters. Swats that! Swats that has won the gold rush.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Now, we haven't done that too many times before, Whitey, where we've got the trainer to give us one for the next day and they've got us a winner, particularly a Saturday major meeting like Troy Corson did with us for Swats That on Saturday. $7 it was nearly, oh. Mark. It was just money for jam, Whitey.
You know what? I was actually trying to remember what the horse was and forgot. I didn't know that it had won until just then. Because he was so confident, wasn't he Troy?
So
he actually was.
He made an effort to go back to it. Oh, yeah, now the two-year-old.
He did.
So that was very, very good business for the punters out there on the Breakfast Club. Anyway. We can get it back today, though, Whitey. You can make up for today at Swan Hill.
We can. We're talking about a good golf course at Barham. There's certainly a good one at Murray Downs, which is not far from Swan Hill, where we are racing today. The rail position is true the entire circuit. The track condition is a good 4, penetrometer 5.1, and the weather up at Swan Hill, as it often is fine.
All right, that's what's happening at Swan Hill today. Nice conditions for some winners, and that's exactly what Henry Dwyer wants to give us today on the early mail. Good morning, Henry.
G'day, Harf. How are you going?
Going very well, thank you, buddy. Appreciate your time. You driving the truck out today?
No, I did the sale run yesterday, so I think I avoided Swan Hill, thankfully.
Well done. Well done,
though. We do love Swan Hill, just not this time of year, just for the carnival.
Yeah, no, fair enough too. Get somebody else in the truck. Good play by you. Can you tell me about your two runners today? Race 3, number 5, is your first one. Fendoff, who is an unraced shocking gelding. They're not because he's a shocking gelding, but he's by shocking. What can you tell us about Fendoff?
He may end up a shocking gelding, I'm sure. But, we bought him from New Zealand. He'd had two trials over there, over 1,000 and 1,200, and tried up nice enough for a horse that was going to need further. Just a starting point. He's been a funny horse. He was jumped out okay one day, then he was legless one day, and put the blinkers on okay. Just a very much starting point. I want to have a look at him. He probably wants blinkers and a mile next time, so maybe just have a look at him and wait for next time.
Oh, I think he's favourite in the market to tab.com to do at 440, so... Somebody thinks something of him. We'll see what we've got there.
Yeah,
then you've got race 6.
Hasn't been hopeless, but I just think he's going to need further.
Right. And race 6, number 7, is Solar Coaster, who's first up today, fairly deep in the market. What can the Coaster give us today?
Yeah, he's a steeple chaser, just warming up. I'm not sure how far we're able to get in the season with him, but we're just training him as if we will have steeple chase races in for 2 months, and he'll be going there. So, yeah, and again, very much in need of the run, I'd think, and... Yeah, just hopefully he can sort of be competitive with them somewhere there, and the money for him will be over the jumps.
So I assume that Fendoff is perhaps your best for the day?
He is, and he could run in the money somewhere, but no, I just really haven't got a guide on him where he sits because he's just been so casual at home, so we're just going there. It's hard, we would have taken the official trials, but we haven't sort of got any of them at the moment, so softest option we could find with Swan Hill, and he'll go there, hopefully run well.
All right, well, we're in front at the moment, so I'm pretty happy to just to go with the dollar. On Fendoff and just take the cash and run if you don't mind. Let it ride. That's exactly it, Henry. We appreciate your time, mate. Good luck watching them go around today at Swan Hill.
Okay, thanks, boys. See ya.
Welcome anytime, Henry Dwyer on the early mile, race 3, number 5, Fendoff. Now, there's an air of caution that comes out of Henry today, but because we're in front, we've had a good couple of weeks.
We have had a good couple of weeks.
We've had a very good couple of weeks. We're going to take the dollar on the straight out there, $4.40 in the early markets at tab.com.au. Now, we're coming up to 7 o'clock, Whitey, and they tell me that you're going to take over after 7. I'm going to go and make a coffee or something. I might even quit.
Yeah.
Because the quiz is back. You better go on the line. 1-300-652-927 on the break.